Well, how are you guys doing with the short week of preparations and preparing for a big division game now?
Just, you know, everything just gets sped up. You know, obviously, we prepared for it a little bit in our bye week. We prepared for, you know, Seattle. We did a little preparation, you know, for, you know, New England as well, knowing that it was going to be, you know, such a short week. So, you know, that never really caught us off guard. But, you know, the main thing is you got to get your players, you know, have got to be, you know, taking care of themselves, you know, with the cold tubs and everything else, get their bodies back as fast as they can, because we know the kind of game it's going to be. And obviously it's going to be, you know, a huge challenge. But it's one that, you know, quite honestly, I'm excited for because we're playing in front of our fans. I think that'll give us a big boost as well.
Coach, how do you change things up defensively if Rob Gronkowski is not out there?
Well, I think when you look at it, it's an extremely talented team anyway. You know, I think you just, there's five tight ends on a roster. You don't know if they're going to, you know, plug somebody else in, you know, what they're going to do there. So they're very multiple with their personnel groupings anyway. So we basically have to be ready for anything. But, you know, clearly with Gronkowski, he's one of the premier players in this league. So, you know, to say I hate the fact that he's hurt. But if he's going to miss a game, I'm not upset that he's missing our game.
I'm not sure if you saw the back cover of the New York Post this morning, but it sort of depicted you relishing the opportunity that Gronkowski was out. But it's almost challenging that, you, like you said, you don't know what to expect from the Patriots, and that Gronkowski's played in the last three games, four games, including the playoffs against you. So you almost have to prepare for anything.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, you know, and they have it's such a, you know, there's a lot of talent on that roster, and they can do a lot of different things. So, you know, and they're very creative. So it's definitely a challenge. And you know, it's interesting. I wonder, you know, when you lose a great player like that, you know, with Gronkowski, you know, clearly it's, you know, it's that's something you got to deal with, you know, as a coach. I wonder how New England felt without Holmes and Revis. You know, so you know, I don't feel sorry for him. Let's put it that way.
Rex, what's your general philosophy on being in a situation where a game is decided, and then getting players off the field to protect them from any types of freak injuries or injuries on plays that happen in the normal course of the games? A lot of heat up here that the Patriots are taking, and Bill Belichick in particular, because Rex Ryan, you weren't on the field, because Rob Gronkowski was still on the field in a game that was long decided.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. You know, there's, you know, I mean, he's on an extra point. He's done that probably a zillion. He's probably done it 100 times this year for the simple fact that's how many points they score, you know. But it's, you know, you never see that. Every single team in the league, you know, we have DeBrickshaw Ferguson there. We have whoever the player is. You don't play the game that way. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate thing. I mean, you talk, that's just a, you know, a freak deal, you know, that would happen. You know, but unfortunately, that's part of the game. You know, injuries do happen. I mean, we lose Holmes and Revis to no non-contact injuries, you know. And it's just one of those things. And it's just, you know, it's just unfortunate, obviously.
Rex, as you go along in your tenure here in New York, are there things that you look at and say, you know what, if I was starting over again, this is something I would do different? And I guess I'm specifically wondering, and you know, you said this week, you know, there's no reason for me to be tweaking the Patriots. There's no reason to put ourselves out there. We have enough things to worry about. Is there ever a time you say, you know what, if I had it all to do over again, I'd still be Rex, but I might not be so Rex so often?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I mentioned that about the guarantee and all that kind of stuff when I was guaranteeing the Super Bowl. But at the time, that's really what I felt. you know, now when free agency came and 17 of our players were free agents when the new CBA was announced, that was probably not the smartest thing to say at that time. But I had said it before, and you know, but I really felt if we had the same team back, then why wouldn't you think that? You got it to the championship game. But either way, you know, I'm sure there is. You know, I came in the league. You know, I've a ton of experience around football, was around football my entire life. But I never really never really sat in the, you know, as a head coach before. So, you know, it's a learning experience. There's no question. So I'm sure there's things I'd be, you know, I would do differently. But, you know, that specifically, I don't know. Because you know what, at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that, you know, you are who you are, and you believe, and I certainly believe in the things that that I tell our team about and everything else. And so, you know, I'm going to stay the course, and that's just, you know, just how it goes.
It's almost like you guys need coaching Miranda rights. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of public opinion or on ESPN or by writers.
Well, you know, that's just the way it goes. But we kind of understood that, and it's just like, I don't put, you know, muzzles on the players or anything else. I think that, you know, and I've said from day one that we might not be lined up 100% or whatever, but I believe, you know, this is football, and it doesn't have to be you know, such a button-up type deal. But, you know, and again, I know I get criticized for that, and that's fine. But my style is probably, you know, is a lot different than, you know, obviously other coaches.
Thank you.
All right.
Rex, when you look at the addition of Aqib Talib into the secondary, what are your thoughts and the energy that he brings in terms of his production, obviously first time out?
Yeah, that was you know, it's if they needed another great player, but he is a great player. He's a guy that you know, when he was in Tampa, we played against him and things. Very talented, you know, very talented young man, and obviously, you know, with Belichick, you know, he does a lot of different things on defense to take advantage of players' talent. So it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what he does with Talib, because he is, you know, if this first game's any indication, that's not bad, you know, get an interception for a touchdown. So, you know, I really thought he should have waited until after we played to play this young man, though.
What is, I mean, with his presence there, does it change the complexion of what you want to do in terms of how you attack them, you know, attack their secondary?
Well, again, he certainly has you know, that kind of ability, you know, man cover skills and all that type of stuff. So, but we'll see how, you know, what they do schematically. And generally is, you know, if it's just a straight man coverage, you'll probably go away from him. But there's, you know, they're very multiple in what they do defensively. So we'll just have to see, you know, how they're playing, and we'll see if, you know, if coverage or whatever dictates that that you go there.
Rex, Tom said downstairs that the one thing he can always count on facing you is something different, a different look. That being said, and knowing Tom's a veteran quarterback who's been around 12 years, how much of a challenge is it for you to come up with a different look each and every time you play the Patriots?
Well, I just know that, you know, he's the way he prepares and everything else. It's, you know, that this guy's a, you know, once in a, you know, generation, lifetime type quarterback, that you get everything from. I mean, he's got the skill, obviously, to make every throw, but he's smart, and he'll see if there's somebody that's tipping it, he's going to find that guy. If you just run, if he knows exactly what you're in coverage-wise, you got no chance. I mean, zero chance. And that's where you have to be multiple. You can't just line up and do the same thing over and over and over again. And then he'll put up numbers where, you know, he may throw it 45 times and throw five incompletions. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's it. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen, you know, here, that, you know, you have to do enough things with its, you know, pressure, simulated pressure, coverage, whatever it is, you know, you have to be multiple against them.
Do you sense that your teams had all rejuvenated, given the fact that you beat the Rams on the road, heading into a game like this, knowing that you have yet another chance to salvage the season and make a playoff push?
Well, we don't even, like, we can't even look that far ahead. You know, we're happy that we got the victory and things, but we're so far, you know, we put ourselves, you know, back so far that we can just, the only thing we can do is focus on right now the our current situation. That's trying to prepare to the best of our ability and you know, keep trying to improve. And that's where we're at. We can't, you know, everything else is such a distance away that we're better off, better served to just focus on what's in front of us.